This is the closing market report on a Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Thanks for making your contribution in support of agriculture. You can always just make that online at willpledge.org. Now we're joined by Mike Tenora. He's a T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for being with us, Mike. I think we probably ought to start with the rains that have been inundating parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, a little bit of Minnesota, and maybe even northern Illinois. Tell me about those in the last 24 hours.
Well, you're absolutely right in that those areas did see very heavy rainfall over the last 24 hours. Radar estimates suggest that 1.5 to 3 inches was widespread within southeast Minnesota, northeast Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. The interesting thing about all of that rain is that it fell on the exact location where it had been excessively wet just prior to this period. Prior to yesterday morning, our proprietary analysis calculated that 7% of U.S. corn and soybean production had received at least 8 inches of rain over the last 30 days. About half of that came from this area that was unusually wet already. Now that same area received heavy rainfall over the last 24 hours. It's still raining in some of those areas, even early this afternoon. And there will be some more rain through tonight, and then a much more significant rainfall from Sunday into Monday across the same area. By the time you put all of this together, we can see that at the U.S. level, around 11% to around 13% of U.S. Corn and soybean production will have received at least 8 inches over the last 30-day period. That's basically accounting for what's already happened and then what's going to happen over the next few days. That's a lot of rain, Todd, and we think that there's some significant flooding taking place within parts of these regions. And whether or not this turns into a bigger issue for overall U.S. corn and soybean production remains to be seen, and we don't know the answer to that question. But we can at least quantify it. And again, around 11% to 13% of U.S. corn and soybean production appears to be considerably too wet, and much of that coming from, again, parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
At the same time, we've been pretty warm. It's really warm, in fact, again today. How warm have we been for the month of September?
Well, that's been one of the most unusual features of the entire 2016 growing season. It's hard to believe, but at the current pace we're on, it looks like there's a pretty good chance for September to rank within the 5 warmest of the last 121 years across the U.S. Corn Belt. But here's where it gets a little bit more interesting. There's a pretty good chance that we might end up being the warmest of the entire period for September of 2016, meaning that we'll have to go back to a year before 1895, when our records began, to find a year that was similarly warm. If you isolate out the 5 warmest, except for this one, one of the fascinating things is that all of those 5 years had an El Nino just prior to it, or there was an El Nino developing during it. So this September warmth, although unusual, is part of the El Nino story because, again, we did have a strong El Nino earlier in this year, and a lot of these really mild Septembers also had some of the warmest Septembers on record. So even though it's anomalous, maybe not all that unusual or unexpected, given what we see here with our data points.
So we've been wet in the Western Corn Belt, warm across the whole of the Midwest and the Delta region. What about the Eastern and Southern belts? How about rainfall in those areas? Are they a different story?
They certainly are a different story, and the reason is because it just hasn't rained all that much. Now, we did see some significant rainfall last week on Friday and Saturday that moved through parts of Missouri, then southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Even the Champaign area received some pretty good rains last weekend. But other than that, it hasn't rained too much since then. And most of this area is going to stay warmer and drier than normal all the way through Sunday and into Monday. Once we get into Monday, there will be some showers and thunderstorms moving through, but we don't think there will be all that much in the way of rain. Let's say 1/4 of an inch of rain to 3/4 of an inch, which isn't too big of a deal and shouldn't knock too many people out of their fields for a long period of time. But nonetheless, a little bit of rain coming up for these areas, but not until Monday. And once we get beyond Monday, everybody in the central U.S. dries out for at least 3 to 5 days. So it will be a bit of a better situation for everybody across the Midwest by the time we get into next week.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Mike. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
That's Mike Tenor of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.